I think I took a chance from the tour I had in the morning. I kind of cruised it, but really worked the breaststroke. Got my stroke underneath me, and for me, I think that was really important going in, knowing I could split that same split in the breaststroke, and it got me a good mental attitude. I warmed up great, and my whole body was kind of tingling, and I was like, you know, I'm feeling it. Something's different. This is like the time, so I just went for it. So, I mean, yeah, I was smiling behind the blocks. I wasn't nervous. I felt great going into it, so, yeah. You know, at the 100, in the 100 breaststroke, I didn't swim my own race. I went out too hard, and I died, and I'm way more of a back half swimmer. And I felt like I didn't take a single hard stroke that first 100. And when I turned to the wall, I saw I wasn't a body length and a half behind. I was like, I only got to make up maybe half a body length. I can do this. And from then on, it was just like a freight train going forward, so. That was my coach. You know, me and him are really close just because, you know, I don't really train with the team. I train by myself. It's me and him every morning, me and him in the weight room, him every day telling me I can do it, me sometimes believing it. I don't know how he got out there so fast. I think he might have, like, jumped something or beat someone up. I don't know what was going on, but he was right there, and that was pretty amazing.